Husker fans and farmers make a dominating difference in your yields with Fountain Dell Hybrids. Just ask Calvin Gum in Bloomfield, where Fountain Dell 17202 corn tops his plot at 278 bushels, beating Micogen X29798 by 13 bushels. Folks, that is domination. That's Fountain Dell 17202 corn. See dealers Randy Margetts in Lexington or Alan Steiny at Steiny's General Store in Lyons, Nebraska. Score is Baylor 20 and Nebraska 17. Bit of a shock here as we move into our special time here. That always, each and every week, we talk with the president of the University of Nebraska system, President James B. Milliken. And JB, first of all, good to see you again. I've been on the road a couple of weeks, and now we're home again. Feels good to get back.
Feels good to be back in Memorial Stadium, Adrian.
We need your luck.
Yeah.
We need your luck. JB, yesterday the university announced that it had been a record fundraising year for the University Foundation. $166 million+, a record amount transferred to the university, $130 million of that. How will those funds be used?
Well, this is a great story, Adrian. This is one of the great things about the University of Nebraska. In a state of our size, a university of our size, we rank among the top in the country in terms of our fundraising. And this year, the foundation raised $166 million. That's $40 million more than the previous highest year. And they transferred $130. That's $40 million more than the previous high transfer to the University of Nebraska. Those are used for student scholarships and fellowships, support academic programs like the Rake School on the Lincoln campus and the Peter Kiewit Institute in Omaha, faculty support, endowed chairs, and professorships. It's just a great thing, and there is a great amount of support for the university across the state. I was at the Cattlemen's Ball this summer. They raised $700,000 in Albion for cancer research. The other night at Omaha at a ball to raise money for cancer, they raised over $1 million. So Nebraskans, this economy is tough on everybody, but people are still supporting the University of Nebraska. It makes a huge difference.
That's what's so interesting about these numbers. The economy has been so tough. Jamie, why do you think the university has had such a good year?
Well, we see it on the athletic field, Adrian. When people are winning, when the teams are winning, people are optimistic about the program. There's just an outpouring of support. And I think we see exactly the same thing in the academy when our programs are doing really well. We've had record enrollment for 4 years in a row now. We have the best students that we've got at the university in our history, with the highest ACT scores at all three of our undergraduate campuses, UNL, UNO, and UNK. We had five perfect SAT or ACT scores this year on the Lincoln campus. A lot more students, we're getting better students, and people want to support a winner.
Certainly is a great direction for the university. It seems like you've been doing a lot of groundbreaking this year, about every other week. It's also a sign of a very strong private investment in the university.
It is. Most of these buildings are coming because of private investment. This last week, we broke ground on a new nursing building in Omaha, supported largely by Ruth and Bill Scott, very generous donors of the university who have supported a number of buildings in the medical center in UNO. But in the last year alone, we've dedicated new facilities or broken ground on 20 buildings across the four campuses, residence halls, classrooms, research laboratories. It can make a huge difference for the state of Nebraska, and the private support we get is just phenomenal.
And JB, we've seen a number of multi-million dollar research grants announced in just the past couple of weeks. How has that come about?
Well, that's another thing that shows the momentum, I think, Adrian, that the university's experiencing. We're getting these grants of $10 million and beyond, including a program for a math education for K-12, mainly kindergarten through third grade, cancer research and other areas. In fact, we attracted a great team of researchers recently from Northwestern University, led by the bands, a couple of doctors from Northwestern, who brought 14 team members and $8 million in grant funding, and they also brought Husker fans, because Dr. Band and his 10-year-old son are sitting at the game with me today.
Well, JB, again, is, you know, I'm just amazed. Every week there are new things going on at the university, and, again, all that great leadership, and everybody kind of pulling together to keep the ship headed in the right direction.
There's never been a time when Nebraskans have supported the university more, and we're very, very grateful for it. It's going to allow us to do great things for the state of Nebraska.
That is President James B. Milliken here at the university. JB, thanks for stopping by. See you again next week. We're going to take a break right now. Come right back. You're listening to the Husker Sports Network.